This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been hearing about it. Let's give you more details. Roseburg getting ready for the sesquicentennial, celebrating the 150th birthday of the city. And a lot of things coming up next month. Sarah Holborough, the co-chair of the Roseburg 150 group. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Well, we're pretty interested in what's going to be coming up here in October. A lot of things that are being worked on right now, even some that are still in play. And Roseburg is set to have a big series of events for this 150th birthday of Roseburg.
We are, and it's, I'm kind of feeling like what isn't going to be going on in October. It's a month that you definitely want to mark your calendars for if you love this community, if you're involved in this community, if you want your kids excited about growing up in this community. It's really a moment to connect and launch our incredible city into the next 150 years. So we're kicking off 150 events with a run walk on October 2nd. It will start at 8:30 at Stewart Park. Pre-registration is absolutely the route to go for this. The first 150 people to pre-register will receive a free Roseburg 150 t-shirt. If you aren't one of those first 150 to pre-register for the free t-shirt, don't worry. You will still get a swag bag. The swag bags will be filled with tons of sesquicentennial swag items and donations from local Roseburg and Douglas County businesses. And that's not all for October 2nd. We'll continue the fun later in the day with a party in the park, a community-wide celebration honoring the sesquicentennial. It will have entertainment, food trucks, activities for kids, a walkthrough time where you can take a little journey on where Roseburg started and where we are now. The day will be full of fun for all ages. And again, Kyle, that will be October 2nd. We're just busy gearing up for all of the fun ahead in October.
And I know that's going to be followed the next day with the city, I think outside of City Hall, with a time capsule situation.
Yes, the time capsule ceremony will be on Monday, October 3rd, which is the true sesquicentennial milestone. The time capsule will be buried on that day near City Hall, on City Hall grounds. You will have the opportunity at Party in the Park to contribute a message to that time capsule with your personal wish for Roseburg's next 150 years. A number of other community organizations and businesses will be contributing items to that time capsule. And that time capsule will be buried for 50 years and opened on Roseburg's bicentennial in 50 years. So, and like you said, there will be a marking on that time capsule so we don't forget where it's buried.
Yeah, there you go. That's always a good idea. So other things in October are being put together. Talk about some of the other things that are set.
Immediately following the run, walk, party in the park, time capsule, couple days of events, we'll roll into the Blocktoberfest. Sorry, Kyle. It's going to be a downtown block party full of entertainment, food, beverages, local vendors, entertainment on two stages, and fun for all ages. It's going to be a free event for the community. We'll have Jackson Street and Main Street blocked off for that. NeighborWorks Umpqua is the driving force behind that with a group of community members like North 40. It's going to be a really fun event, and hopefully it's the first annual.
And of course, you have all of that going on. But one of the things about Roseburg 150 is looking at the aspects of history and finding out more of the past. And I know there's at least a couple of other things related to that part as well.
One thing that I'm very, very excited about, Kyle, is I got a little preview for a project called The Ghosts of Roseburg Past, and that will be unveiled with all of the Roseburg 150 events. It's going to be a an experience in downtown Roseburg, a walking tour packed with history about different people from our past, stories about the different historic buildings in downtown Roseburg. Again, it's going to be a walking tour. More on that coming soon. We can't wait to unveil that. Jennifer Graziata, major behind that project. It's pretty cool, including stories like a man losing both of his legs due to a misunderstanding. I'll just give you that tidbit. Then we'll have a Roseburg community dinner at the Elks Lodge, a major force in Roseburg's history. And we have the Neowalla Parade with 150 notes. Then we're working on a project that will last throughout the year ahead, a youth voice project where our local youth will be encouraged to submit written words that will then be cataloged as their thoughts at this moment in time. We'll be doing a community-wide volunteer call to action, 150 volunteer projects as we go into the next 150 years. And of course, we're busy doing plenty of public art installations, which I'm personally very excited about. So lots of fun ahead for October and our next 150 years as a community.
So you'll be hearing more about it. If people want to keep up with it and find out more information, where's a good place to go?
You'll want to remember this. It's pretty easy. RosebergTurns150.com. If you'd like to ask any questions or you're a business that wants to be more involved in the events and the milestones, you can email the committee at RosebergTurns150 at.
And we think we lost her. There we go. Let's try that email address there. For a moment, we lost you again, so let's try that again.
RosebergTurns150@gmail.com. Sorry, Kyle. Modern technology, cell phones aren't always cooperative with these phone interviews.
All right, perfect. Roseburg 150. We'll be telling you more about it. Sarah Holbrook, one of the co-chairs of the event. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 in the morning report.